You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I want to say hi.
That's for our guests to do. You can't steal his thunder.
Oh, I stole his thunder.
I mean, he'll still probably do it. Maybe.
It is Thursday, July 12th. And if you listen on Wednesday afternoons or you listen to the podcast, the Student Union, I just gave it all away.
You did.
I did. I totally ruined it.
Gave away the secret. It's all right.
It is Thursday. What do you have in your coffee cup today?
This would be Zambia.
Zambia.
My dark roast.
Very good.
That we have a whole lot of at home, so I'm going to be drinking this for a while.
Did you bike in today? Or did you drive a vehicle?
No, I biked. Okay. Sometimes I forget. Sometimes when I go home, I have to remember whether or not I have a car key.
That's true. You don't really need a key for your bike, do you?
No, I don't.
We should make up one for your bike. That would be fun.
Yeah, because I don't need to lock it when I'm here. Now that everybody knows that.
Now everybody's going to come find your bike here at the IC. You're going to take it to your cubicle now.
Actually, my first day, I remember I brought my bike into the studio and everyone's like, what is this bike doing in the studio?
That's not a bad idea. So let's see. We're gonna talk about campus ministry. They have an awesome, I use that word awesome. I'm only allowed to use that so many times in 1 year. They have an awesome campus ministry conference coming up this year. Well, it's actually in 2019, I should say. And we're going to talk with a friend in Maine. Is that right?
Yes.
Bangor, Maine.
Yeah. So we don't get to go there very often.
I know. One of just a few congregations in that area. We're going to talk with a friend there who's been doing something outstanding to connect their congregation with their community.
Yes.
And looking forward to that. You'll also find that story in Lutherans Engage. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. Joining us by phone, the Chancellor. The Reverend Marcus Zill, he's director of LCMSU, LCMS Campus Ministry. Good morning, Pastor Zill.
How are you all doing? It sounds like, Sarah, like you maybe not a key for your bike, you need a key for your coffee.
Oh.
A coffee key? Mm. Is there such a thing?
Yeah.
I'm sure there is somewhere.
In fact, so is this a thing that do you always have different kinds of coffee on the coffee hour?
It's true.
It is.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to bring you some New Mexico traditional piñon coffee. Have you ever had that?
Piñon?
I have not. I've seen it in the store, and I have not tried it.
So
I will try it.
I will bring some the next time I'm in town. Well, not the next time I'm in town. Maybe the second. But anyways, great to be with you guys and to be on the coffee hour. You know, I travel all over the place, and they have coffee hours all over the world. I didn't know that your show was that popular. That everybody named their morning drinking Java time after you guys. So good job. Kudos to you.
We planned it that way.
Totally.
Yes.
Yeah. It was all a total, you know, it was a strategy to take over the world.
Sure.
Chancellor Zill, what is this campus ministry conference? You've done a few of these now, LCMSU Campus Ministry Conference. What happens? What is it all about?
Well, I am glad you asked. These conferences have been a great blessing to many college students the last 5 years. We've had four biennial conferences, so every 2 years. First one, 2013, focused on apologetics. It's called Unwrapped. It was held in St. Louis. The second one, Taboo, was focused on marriage, dating, and sexuality issues. We had that also in St. Louis in 2015. Last year, we had a conference called Liberty. We always focus on something of specific interest and concern to college-age students. It was focused on religious liberty. And this one is going to be called Witness. Can I get a witness? It's going to be called Witness, and it's going to be in Fort Wayne, Indiana, because who wouldn't want to go to Fort Wayne, Indiana in early January?
That is the best time to be there.
I don't know if you can get much sexier than that for a college-age conference. So, you know, non-Lutherans, pagans, everyone else, they all go to spring break down on the beach somewhere. What do we do when we have break off? We go to some place in the dead of winter where you have to stay inside. That's how Lutherans roll.
I actually went to Ontario for spring break 1 year when I was in grad school, so I get it. I get it.
You are more Lutheran than I am.
Lutherans go north for spring break, apparently.
I mean, you went international, at least.
This is true.
To a foreign country.
This was before passports were required.
No, but this is going to be a chance for us to highlight our our Fort Wayne Seminary, one of our two seminaries, Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, introduced the young people to that place, as well as we're not having it all on the Fort Wayne Seminary campus. In fact, most of it is going to be at Purdue University Fort Wayne. They're just next door, pretty close to next door to the campus.
Also known as IPFW, right?
No.
Oh.
It's the Collegiate Artist, formerly known as IPFW. Was Indiana Purdue Fort Wayne, and now it is just as of July 1st. So you're out of date, Andy, but only about 11 days out of date.
So now it's just PFW.
PFW. They just made that change at the first of the year, but they still kept their name, the Mastodons, because they found dinosaur eggs or something on the campus. So
did you just say dinosaur eggs?
Dinosaur eggs, yes. Yeah, they found dinosaur eggs there.
Oh, okay.
Learn something new
or
today.
Not dinosaur eggs, mastodon eggs. What am I talking?
I'm just going to stop.
You know, if any mastodons or dinosaurs have been offended, they can call the KFUO hotline and issue a complaint.
So coming back to the conference.
Okay.
You said it's about witnessing. What exactly will attendees be able to learn? What are they going to come away with after they attend this, other than learning about mastodons and dinosaur eggs?
Well, I mean, I'm not sure you can top that, except you can, because obviously the greatest witness that we have is what Christ accomplished for us on the cross and the in terms of our salvation, and he is the ultimate witness. But what we are doing is basically kind of a collaboration, if you will, taking the Everyone is Witness materials that Pastor Mark Wood has developed, my equally bald-headed colleague from the Office of National Mission, who does outreach ministry, has developed phenomenal materials. I'm sure you guys have had him on the show, or many shows on KFUO before. This tremendous platform for teaching personal evangelism, and we decided that what we're going to do is we are going to have him do the plenaries, walk the college students through the basics of witnessing, and then all of the what we would normally have in terms of sectionals and a variety of topics, all of them are going to be titled with the following phrase to start out: I am a witness to, and then whatever that specific so it could be, I am a witness to my international student from the Middle East. I am a witness to a student who's depressed. I am a witness to a social justice warrior snowflake. I am a witness to a Muslim, you know, whatever it might be. And so basically we are going to use this as an opportunity to really take it to the next generation. There'll probably be about 500 college students at this. And kind of get them boned up on their own personal evangelism, witnessing skills, and having kind of a context, a framework for those areas of those people, their neighbors on campus that they're in touch with most often.
I've participated in Everyone is Witness, and there's so much to learn in that, and trying to pack it all into a conference. You are ambitious. That's an ambitious goal. It's great,
coffee
though.
Coffee hour. They are going to each have 8 shots of espresso at the beginning of each morning, because then, as I told Pastor Wood, we'll get through the material twice as efficiently.
It's good stuff. And I like the topics for the sectionals. Yeah. Let's back up a little bit, and we only have about 2 minutes. So 1 minute for this, and 1 minute for conference details. Why witness? Why equip college students for this today?
Well, because our college campuses, let's face it, are not what they used to be. But in many ways, that gives us great opportunities. I mean, there's more non-believers. There's more atheists and agnostics. 7% of all college students are from foreign countries. There's so many opportunities for witnessing in so many different contexts. And so that's why witness, because this is a great domestic national mission and needs to be an emphasis going forward.
And I think that Everyone is Witness is written in a way that's really relevant, very applicable. Mm-hmm. As I went through it, I could really picture how I could use these and have actually used the concepts in everyday life, and it's been very valuable. So kudos to you and the team for setting up you and Pastor Wood for working on preparations for this. Speaking of preparations, how do we plan for it? Registration information, when's that all coming out?
Registration, it's only going to be $250 a person, including 3 nights at a downtown Fort Wayne hotel, which aren't all that expensive in early January. But registration is going to open. Got a good deal. Registration opens August 15th. It'll be open for a couple of months. They can find out more at the campus ministry page at lcms.org.
LCMS.org, and you can look for campus ministry there. Outstanding, reasonable. So you'll get to spend some time at Concordia Theological Seminary, Fort Wayne, staying at a hotel, interacting with other college students, other LCMS college students, which is also very encouraging.
We will have 500 college students from probably 110 different colleges and universities. And it's also open to non-college students. A lot of young people are of the same age, and for whatever reason, you know, if you're serving in the military, have the time off, if you're going to trade school, if you decided to just work and get right into the workforce, you're more than welcome.
Or our Lutheran Young Adult Corps volunteers, hopefully they'll have a chance to make it there as well. Outstanding.
I pretty much won't turn anybody away. And they will. There will be plenty, because they'll be clamoring to get to Fort Wayne on about January 2nd.
Director of LCMSU, LCMS Campus Ministry, the Chancellor, the Reverend Marcus.
Bye!
Thanks for being
for
our guest on the
guys.
Thank you.
Great job, guys. Bye.
Thanks, Pastor Zell. And also, coming up in a little bit, we're going to talk to our friends in Maine. Why can I not say Maine?
I don't know.
We're going to talk with Rebecca Reeves. She's a member of Hope Lutheran Church in Bangor, Maine, and how their congregation is reaching out and serving in the community. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.